This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A record-breaking wave of African migrants is inundating the Canary Islands. That's a chain of islands in the Atlantic that belongs to Spain. The migrants know that when they reach the Canary Islands, they are effectively in Europe. So far this year, more than 22,000 have reached the islands. Just yesterday, 800 migrants arrived there, making it one of the busiest days ever. The migrants arrive feeble and dehydrated after a perilous journey. Jerome Sokolowski went to the Canary Islands and spoke with the emergency response coordinator of the Red Cross.
When they make this journey, they really don't seem to realize what they're embarking on. Bear in mind, the majority of them can't swim. The boats have absolutely no safety measures.
Austin Wainwright stands on the dock of the Los Cristianos ferry port on the island of Tenerife. He's discussing the surge of migrants when his cell phone rings. Wainwright has just heard that a migrant boat has been located and will be towed into port in just 30 minutes.
30 minutos!
The Red Cross coordinator alerts the harbor policeman across the wharf. Then, he and his volunteers scramble to set up pneumatic tents for a field hospital and bring in food and clothing. 30 minutes later, a Spanish maritime rescue cutter tows in a wooden boat that is longer than the cutter itself. The hull of the wooden boat is covered with colorful artwork. A wooden sculpture in the shape of a minaret rises from the prow. A Muslim prayer is inscribed on it. 94 passengers are huddled together along the entire length of the gunwales. Their bodies are motionless. There's absolutely no wiggle room on this boat, but their eyes are filled with anticipation after a voyage of hundreds of miles. Police wearing latex gloves take the migrants to the Red Cross tents, where a French-speaking volunteer tries to find out their medical needs. Austin Wainwright, the Red Cross coordinator, describes their condition.
You're fairly dehydrated, very tired. Some have nasty burns, salt sores created by the friction of the wet weather clothing that they're wearing with the salt water, quite often mixed with petrol that's leaked from the engines or from the petrol drums.
He says boats sometimes arrive with corpses on board. Authorities say nearly 700 bodies have been recovered from the waters this year. The Red Cross coordinator estimates that up to 3,000 have died, including those that are thrown overboard and entire boats that never make it. But more and more are willing to take the risk. Internment centers on the Canary Islands are full, and African governments are reluctant to take them back. The migrants themselves often refuse to disclose their identities and countries of origin, so they end up being flown to mainland Spain and released onto the streets with a theoretical expulsion order after the maximum legal internment period of 40 days. Earlier this week, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, María Teresa Fernández de la Vega, issued a warning.
Que no vamos a tolerar que sigan llegando.
We are not going to tolerate that they keep coming, she said. We are not going to continue accepting that bilateral and multilateral treaties are not complied with. But her administration has been slow to respond to the crisis, said the leader of the autonomous Canary Island government, Adán Martín. He also told the regional assembly that the European Union has sent only 3 boats, 1 plane, and 1 helicopter to patrol more than 1,400 miles of African coastline. How many more victims will be necessary, he said? How many more photos of exhausted bodies are needed for Spain and Europe to see that this is a problem that affects all of us? In Tenerife, the migrants are driven away on a police bus as another wooden boat is towed into port. A crowd of British tourists have come in their bathing suits to watch. Janet Nicholas holds her young son and says she feels guilty.
It really makes you assess your own values, doesn't it? Like you're having a swim and you think, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this.
As she speaks, a glass-bottom boat with tourists plies into the harbour, providing a surreal backdrop to the huddled masses coming from Africa. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski on the Canary Island of Tenerife.